Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Zababli, Daf Chaf Beis. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah, Afu Omar. Afu Omar, Gimel Dvarim Lahakel. He also taught three leniencies. Mechabdin Ben Amitoth, one may sweep the floor between the couches, where they'd been eating, on Yom Tov, because it's a narrow area, there's no concern that he may come to intentionally flatten the ground when he sweeps there. Umanichim is a Mugma Be Yom Tov, one may put frankincense on the fire on Yom Tov to produce a pleasant odor. Ra'isin kidi mekulos beleili psachim, one may roast a mekulos kid, and the Gemara will explain this, on the night of Pesach. Ve'chachamim oisim. Chacham prohibit in these three cases. Gemara says, shall base Rabban Gamliel hay mechabdin melamitois. The Bais says that the people of the house of Rabban Gamliel would sweep between the couches. Amrav Loza, Berb Sadduk, Pa'amim harbe achalti etzel Rabban Gamliel, v'lihoyu mechabdin melamitois. Asadim hayim posin al gabi ha'oretz, v'ken shahayu ha'ochin yotzin hayu koiflin oison. Rav Loza ben Tzadik said that many times they ate with Rabban Gamliel, and they would not sweep the floor. Rather, they would spread sheets on the ground, and when the guests left, they would fold up the sheets. Amulai im kain af b'Shabbos mutam lasos kain. They replied, well, if so, then all agree that this may even be done on Shabbos. Shabbos Rabban Gamliel hayim achnisin et ha-mugma b'magufa. The people of the house of Rabban Gamliel would bring frankincense in a special vessel. Amrav Loza ben Tzadik, pa'amim harbe achalti et Rabban Gamliel, v'lehoyu machnisin et ha-mugma b'magufa, ela pardiskis hayu ma'ashnin me'erev Yom Tov, v'kein jahayu a'uchin nichnasim hayu poischim oisam. Rav Loza ben Tzadik said that many times they ate with Rabban Gamliel, and they wouldn't bring frankincense in a special vessel, rather, they would fill a perforated vessel with incense smoke and block the holes. When the guests would come on Yom Tov, they would open the holes and the smell would fill the room. Amulayim Kain, after Shabbos Mutam Lasos Kain, they replied, well, if so, that all agree that would be done, that may be done even on Shabbos. The Mishnah taught that one may roast a Mekulos kid on the night of Pesach, the Chacham prohibited. Ezu Gidi Mekulos, Kuloi, Sali, Rosha, Akura, Valkilboi. What is a Mekulos kid? A kid that is roasted whole, with its head and its intestines hanging around it. The word Mekulos refers to a warrior wearing armor over him. So too the kid has its head and innards around it. Sholak Miksas, or Bishon Miksas, Ein Zeh Gidi Mekulos. If part of it was partially heavily boiled, or part of it was boiled, it's not considered a Mekulos kid. Machnisim gedim Mekulos b'leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag b'leil Yom Tov Achron Shel Pesach. One may bring in a Mekulos kid on the first night of Sukkos or on the last night of Pesach. Machnisim egel Mekulos b'leil Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach aval loy gedim Mekulos. One may bring in a Mekulos calf on the first night of Pesach, but not the Mekulos kid. Tani am Rav Yosef. The Bais says that Rabbi Yossi tells us, Toidus of Rome accustomed the Jews of Rome to eat Mekulos kids on the night of Pesach. Shorcha chachomim ba'amulai, ilulei sha'at Toidus le'loi hainu menadinoischa. The chacham sent him a message, if you wouldn't be Toidus, would we not excommunicate you for doing this? Mo Toidus, the question is, what was so special about him that they did not excommunicate him? Rechananya answered he would financially support the rabbis. Lainim says maybe if a rabbin de achilas kodshim bachutz, shekola maybe if a rabbin de achilas kodshim bachutz, sarach nidui. They sent him a message saying, did you not bring the public to eat sacrifices outside of the temple? And whoever does this should be excommunicated.